USA News, I'm John Schaefer. China opened a secret police station in New York City.
Officials say the Chinese government was using the station to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists.
As alleged, the defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force.
Breon Pease, federal prosecutor, announced charges against at least two Chinese suspects.
These defendants did China's bidding in secret while acting under the direction and control of an MPS official in China.
The FBI says the accused destroyed important cell phone evidence before the arrests. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Some members of Congress would like to see an all-out ban on the social media app TikTok for lawmakers. The group of congressional Republicans call the app nothing more than Chinese spyware. Senators Tom Tillis and Dan Crenshaw are urging House and Senate leaders to change the rules to prohibit use of the Chinese-owned app. Jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich has been visited in Russia by U.S. officials. U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy visited the journalist today, more than 2 weeks after he was arrested on espionage charges. Tracy said he's in good health and spirits and remains strong. She also called for his immediate release. Speaking from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange this morning, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Republicans will vote soon on their plan to raise the debt ceiling.
Our legislation accomplishes the same goal by returning the federal government to 2022 levels. And then limit the growth of spending over the next 10 years to 1% of annual.
McCarthy said there will be no deal on the debt limit that does not include spending cuts. And a helicopter raid in northeast Syria resulted in the probable death of a senior ISIS leader. The U.S. raid targeted that unnamed leader of the Islamic State. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Disney thinks its beliefs are more important than the will of the people of Florida. And today he told WFLA in Orlando he's stepping up his battle with the mouse.
This Disney issue was front and center in the election in Central Florida. I did better in Central Florida than any Republican has ever done in modern history. And people knew the stakes. And so for them to try to do an end run around the people of Florida just shows how arrogant they are.
DeSantis is upset that Disney signed a 30-year development deal with its former Disney World Oversight Board before that board was dissolved. People from all over the country are being recruited by the cartels to work as human smugglers in Texas.
Get down!
In this just-released video by the Texas Department of Public Safety, troopers seen pulling over a pickup near the border, which was full of illegal immigrants. The driver pulled from behind the wheel.
You're under arrest for human smuggling?
Turns out he's not from Texas. He came from California, allegedly, to work for the smugglers.
Where are you from?
From Cali.
What are you doing here?
Visiting my uncle.
10 of the illegal immigrants found hiding in the brush, they'll now face deportation. I'm Michael Board.
About half of the 150 bat species in the U.S. are in danger. A State of the Bats report from the North American Bat Conservation Alliance says 52% of the species are at risk due to climate change, deaths from wind turbines and white noise syndrome, and fungal disease. And the winners of the Boston Marathon are Evans Shebae, who won the men's side, and Helen Obiri, who was the women's champ. Both are from Kenya. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.